Well, I guess this could happen anywhere, but it seems like Detroit seems to bring out the craziness when it comes to crime reports. According to CBS Detroit, a man was shot and killed last Friday after an apparent dispute over a price of condoms at a Detroit gas station. WWJ's Beth Fisher spoke to an employee at the BP gas station where the shooting took place on the city's west side overnight. The employee said the argument was apparently over a price of a box of condoms. He said the customer bought a box of condoms but made a comment that he was overcharged and could have bought them somewhere else for a cheaper price. After being told he couldn't get a refund, the customer allegedly became angry and started tossing items off the shelves. That's when the employee, the overnight clerk, came out with a gun and fired a warning shot, which struck the customer in the shoulder. Police say the customer was taken to a local hospital where he later died from his injuries. Jeez. So I don't know how you fire a warning shot, hit somebody in the shoulder, and then they later die. I think the police will be investigating that one. Ron Scott, who's with the Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality, say they are working on a conflict resolution between gas station owners and Detroiters, something they will be discussing at a meeting on Sunday. We can't have this kind of attitude and this kind of disrespect for life, whether it happens to people who work in a gas station or definitely if it happens to people in community. From what I understand, the price of a condom should not be someone's life. I agree completely. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.